Now, here's the thing is that in the Old Testament, during the Passover, they were supposed to eat unleavened bread as well as the Passover, right? But in the New Testament, Christ is already our Passover. He already sacrificed himself for us. So now in the New Testament, we eat the unleavened bread without the actual sacrifice. Okay? Now, here is the straw that broke the camel's back for me in regards to this teaching, where it's just like, okay, that makes complete sense. Go to Exodus chapter 12, please. Because here's the thing is, if we're not supposed to do it in church, and the Bible's saying it's leading to believe in the New Testament that we're supposed to do it in houses, why would that be? Well, remember, the New Testament teaching of communion or the Lord's Supper is just a continuation of what they were doing in the Old Testament. So therefore, we would need to see what the Old Testament saints, how they were observing the Passover.
Amen.
Okay, and that will give us a clue how we're supposed to do it as well. Look at verse number 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speaking unto all the congregation of Israel. Now, congregation, what is congregation?
Church,
right? Saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, and a lamb for an house. So every person was supposed to take a lamb for the house. Okay? And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. It shall take it out of the from the sheep or from the goats. And you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it, even until the evening, and they shall take of the blood, so on and so forth. Okay? But it says the blood is supposed to be put on the post of the doors. But we want to see, what I'm trying to show you there is that in Exodus chapter 1, or chapter 12, excuse me, it's saying that the Passover was supposed to be eaten in the houses.
Yeah.
Okay? Very important.
Amen.
So the continuation of that in the New Testament is that they're breaking bread from house to house. Okay? I think that's pretty simple to see that, right?
Amen.